Is it okay now? This is an account of Roman numeral 8, book 1956, starting May 30th and running through to August 28th. May 30th to August 28th, 1956. It's a fairly straightforward book. The beginning is just recording a family and the gels from a family with hemoglobin added, Martin family, and pages 3 and 4 similar with another a girl, Thompson, and a girl, Burns. These are babies that have had exchange transfusion because of Rh incompatibility, and they're noted as first replacement and second replacement for girl Burns. Gives an image of the difficulty of handling Rh incompatibility in those days. Diagrams of the staining, nothing particularly striking. A boy, Pister, on page 5, and the mother, and other samples from the Russell family. 7 and 8, more samples being studied. Saturday, June 7th, a typical Saturday, having gone to Norma Ford Walker's lab. This is the rest of the Cluthier family, it says, a farmer, father, Richard, and Wayne, and Kirk. So a family being typed. Fully checked data on page 12 is a summary of what had been going on at various stages earlier. Nothing very remarkable. Mother Collins on page 13, interesting, a sample taken before the delivery from a sample used to for typing her red cells. Previous child had died, probably affected. The father wasn't available. So that's the boy Collins and the mother, Gloria Collins. More two twins on page 15. And another family, the Agnew family, and on page 18, and so on. More data compiled, page 20, page 21, 22, another family. So these were just continuing studies, increasing the sample size of everything. There is if one looks at the gel notation on page 21 as an example, you can see some cut marks, rather obscure cut marks, which are translated on page 200, where there's the code of the cuts. So the first gel, because I would stain several at once, the first gel would have two corners off, the second one corner off, the third would be slanted, and the fourth would be straight, and the fifth would be a sort of triangular cut, etc., etc. So page 200 is the code for the cuts which are shown with the gels, even before page 21. Langley family and the Gluck family, a good family on the 25th. On Tuesday, June 12th, page 28, I note that Mother Moore was serum for complement fixation, the results aren't attached to the papers. So I got involved in complement fixation work. I think these were, as I recollect, these were in association with Lois Kitsey, Dr. Lois Kitsey, with whom I was going out and about to later on to marry, and I was doing some things of her, trying to help her with her work. We'll see about that in a moment. There was a on the same page, page 27, there's another family talked about. Normal mothers and babies is on page 29. Or families continuing as we move on. And the complement fixation tests are first recorded on page 38 with a very complicated set of attached pages for the hemolysin titration. I remember what other people could would be able to describe much better than me, that the complement fixation tests were really very difficult and required a great deal of care. And here is my attempt to help by doing some complement fixation tests. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 13 or 14 pages attached to the notebook of my attempts to help in this hemolysin titration. Quite complicated and not really very relevant to my future work, but showing my attempts to help get the complement fixation test working. Back to more ordinary things. On pages 37 and 38, another family. This is apparently, as far as I can tell here, somebody with a chromosomal deletion, but I'm not quite sure what it is. It just says a GLODE family with deletion, relationship to BG. Bessie GLODE is shown. But I was just typing them to see if there was anything unusual about their types and to continue to document the inheritance of the three haptoglobin types that we understood at that time. Mitchell family and the GLODE family again on pages 39 and 40. And then here, when we get to page 42, entries into the notebook that are clearly by Otto Hiller, with a little bit of comment from mine, where he's writing down various samples. And the gels run on page 44 were run by him, as convincing by his writing. I don't really understand page 46, a rough test of 1, 2A, 2B interaction. looking for some antibodies. The possibility that haptoglobin transfusions had led to haptoglobin transfusions that were not of the same haptoglobin type might lead to antibodies. That was what I was trying to consider. Some indication of that line of thought is on page 47 and 48, where I received from the RH lab samples with various comments that baby white, for example, was A positive and subtype, capital D, capital E, RH, and had received A negative CDE, RH minus erythrocytes. Some question about parentage in this sample, and whether antibodies could be detected in the mothers. There's some more of this sort of looking for interactions, a little bit obscure at this point of my memory, on page 50, where samples were put alongside each other, 1 plus 2A and 1 plus 2B, to see if I could see any sign of interaction between the types 1A, 2A and 2B, but didn't find any. Continuing with more samples, nothing very straightforward. Checks, as usual, to run gels, which would check previous typings on page 53, 54 and 55 and 56, with a comment that the checks are okay, meaning that they've been confirmed in the typing. Continuing in the same general vein, typical receipt from the RH lab, Saturday, June 23rd, my birthday. In 1956, I would have been 26 years old on that day, page 64. And then 66. Though this... no particular comment. Sunday, Otto must have read these, run these gels, or at least written them in down, because it's his writing. Got some Danish starch on June 26, page 74, because we'd by then begun to understand the differences between the starches, and the Danish starch had been the best brought into Canada as a result of a potato blight, which made Canadian potato starch unavailable. So this was starch from Denmark was received. Family 79 and 80, Otto Hiller's entries, also 81, 82, more babies. Otto again, 83, 84, 85, 86, all Otto's writing. Mother's on Thursday, July 5th, and July 6th, and several others with Otto and making the entry into the book. Continuing July 10th, more Otto's entries. Maybe I was away, I don't know why all of these are by Otto. I'm trying to make antibodies against human hemoglobin on page 103, July 11th, injecting into a rabbit hemoglobin from Otto, and preparing and withdrawing blood about 12 days later. Very faint ring on hemoglobin, commented in a simple test. At page 108, I begin to try out some agglutination using to estimate antibodies by preparing suspension of collodion particle, collodion being the same material that I'd used in my osmotic pressure work. So these would be samples that were made with parlodion in acetone, similar to the work that I'd used in making gels for osmotic pressure measurement. They were collodion particles were prepared approximately according to Cannon and Marshall with parlodion in acetone, with the addition of 25% acetone, distilled water, etc., etc. And several pages of this work going on to page 114, 116. With a pause to record some of Otto's results. Going for several pages. A summary again on page 129, 120. 130 in Otto's writing. The conclusion of the parlodion work, I have to see if I can find it. I don't see a particular conclusion reached in that work. Pages 131 and 132 are the beginning of a whole series of tests to try to find a good way of getting photographs of these of the gels. The gels were, of course, blue on a white background that was not completely white, and the blue was not so heavy as to be too dark to reflect light. So my experience up to that point had been with photographic work in general. I'd enjoyed over the course of many years as a graduate student, for example, experimenting with photography, and I knew very well as a result of a good book on developing, I knew well the effect of different developers on the grains, on the gamma, the contrast that could be obtained with a film, and also the effect of grain size in the emulsion. All of these things I had a good grasp of, and so there's a whole set of maybe 20 pages here devoted to trying to get good photography. Photographic attempts is how it's labelled on page 132 using a gel that had been already a good gel as a photographic object. I'll pause for a moment. I need to find out what one of the notations is. So on page 131 and 132, I'm starting photographic attempts using a film, Adox KB17. This was a famous film. It was a thin emulsion, but very fine-grained, black and white negative film. So it was a high-quality film. And exposed it with a K2 yellow filter to improve the contrast of blue at various seconds exposure, etc., and printed on white paper, etc., and various exposures, and differences in development time to try to reduce the graininess of the film. Looking at them now, on page 131, the differences are really quite subtle, and so I was being very fussy about the results. Page 133 is an example of different exposure times of the film. And then, of course, printed as best from that exposure. So there was a fair latitude. But comment. The contrast is less than or equal to that of Kodachrome, which I'd also tested. Comments on the typical comments. And 134, too thin to print well, fairly good, but a bit thin, rather better, probably optimal, still not sufficiently contrasty. Abandon this emulsion when used with this developer, but also try a more contrasty developer. Various developers were available. Comment on 136. Try Adox KB14 with Neodyne Red developer. Gevapan 27, etc., etc. Different attempts. Continuing in this vein, page 140 is a typical example of six different exposures of the film. Some improvement, but not enough to warrant continuing with KB14. KB17, which is evidently another film, is better. Or change to Gevapan 27. With a contrasting developer, then try microfilm, which I think is what eventually we settled on doing. Page 141, more tests, and a whole bunch of images that look to have been printed by somebody else from the same sorts of experiments. Having the three types, 1, 2A and 2B gels all on the same images of a four unattached prints. Gevapan 27 being tried on page 142, and comments on whereabouts on the exposure gamma curve the exposure would be best selected. Photographic continued. I remember this developer on page 144, according to a 1950 photographic almanac, D23 gives us non-shouldering curves at high exposure and can give a high gamma. So try D23, but the result apparently on Thursday, July 26th, is doesn't appear much improved, nor on the best print, approximately equivalent to near-down red. D11 was another developer which I remember trying with microfilm on page 146. Therefore, try microfilm and reduce the contrast by using C5 deep blue filter. So I realised that microfilm was perhaps too contrasty and needed to have a slightly reduced contrast and pick the development time the exposure time very carefully. So I developed for 4 minutes at 20 degrees with D11 developer, and still not enough contrast visually, and tried a quarter, a half, 1, 2, and 4 minutes in the developer. Time's rather on the long side. 15 seconds is probably optimal. And of course, whatever papers were used also had a bearing on it. It was kind of a complicated business. With typical comment on page 148, at this point I discovered that the generalized fading of the gel used as an object was giving me a problem. More photographs on KB17 with a red filter, of which looking at them by now, some are really quite good. Much improved still. May have to develop to a lower gamma as the albumin is still almost clear, and that is the negative is almost has almost no silver in it. Photographed on Monday, page 51. And 52 extra large print number 3 paper to show the black is not jet black and the white is not dead white, so that I can get a full range of images without saturating or underexposing the film to get off the bottom, as it were. No shading required. Can accept this result. And that's the end of the photography for a while. Back to gels, Otto, page 154, and just another comment on the photography, Monday, July 30th. Exposed KB17 with some pathological samples at 2, 3 and 4 minutes and developed for 14 minutes. ADOX E10 developer. Results rather grainy, on the whole too contrasty. So re-exposed KB17 and developed for a shorter time. Printed 2 minute exposure for each gel on number 3 paper, D88, with no shading. Backgrounds matched at just off white. Results perfect. So I'm happy with the photography at last. Some samples of Otto ran on August 14th, some more babies, from the RH lab, 159-160. And then tried to photograph a set of gels with hemoglobin patterns before slicing. I wanted to try to get an image of the of where the hemoglobin was, unstained, but too faint. Still messing around with photography, 163, Kodachromes, evaporators, etc., exposure roll on flash, etc. And on page 166, the setup that I used for photographing gels with a tungsten 150-watt reflector bulb, and so on. There's the August 16th Kodachrome results. Yes, on page 174, August 16th, I comment on Kodachrome results. Kodachrome, of course, was a colour negative, a colour negative film, but I was using it as if it was a black and white film by printing it on black and white paper, even though it was a colour film. There is an example, there's an image of a Kodachrome image on page 131, just printed, and it's an inverse print. That's to say that the albumin, for example, looks white, and other stain bands look white, and the light parts are the unstained parts of the gel are black. So it would have been a rather difficult one to use because it was an inverted image. But anyway, I tried using it again on August 16th. Rather complicated set of exposures, etc., looking at gel. This was to show the procedure. This was incorrect about this. Page 174 was just showing various stages of the overall procedure of making gels using a Kodachrome film. It really wasn't an experiment to determine how to get good gel images. It's just recording a gel preparation looks like using an electronic flash that Otto Hiller had. So there, for example, number 7 is the point at which the gel began to, the suspension of starch being heated began to gel, and how it became homogeneous, 8, and then degassing it at, was image 9, and pouring the gel prior to setting it up, and then a hemoglobin and sample insertion, etc., cutting the slot and starch grain insertion. The whole procedure was recorded on film. I don't know that it was ever published. It was an attempt to have a record. Went all the way through to slicing the gel and picking it up, etc. And similar experiment with Idaho potato starch, beginning with image number one, boiling, gel tray, etc. This is on page 178, trying to record it. I don't know that I ever used the images for any publication. Page 179, 180, well, 179 really, and some 180, trying to get some images of two-dimensional results, gels. Quite difficult to image because they were rather faint. An attempt with a flash. Again on 180, photography, flash film, 20 exposure, etc. How to do that? Filter paper set up, the filter paper result, the trays, the insertion, and the slicing. How to get a it was not how to photograph the gel, but it was how to. It was recording the procedure, so this is recording the procedure again on page 180 and 179. Back to a straightforward family run by Otto on 181 and 182. And then some beginnings of a two-dimensional electrophoresis with filter paper strips set up so that I have four narrow strips and some larger filter paper strips for the first dimension on filter paper, of which the images are there of strips 1, 2, 3, and 4, but since 3 was used for the two-dimensional apparatus experiment, it's incomplete, is number 3. Didn't like the albumin very much. Better to have used 0.025 molar borate, as albumin back was too sharp. Another experiment of two dimension on page 185. Comment again on page 188, Kodachrome images. Trying to photograph two-dimensional gels before they were stained on page 187, white background, hemoglobin patterns, various exposures to see if I could image them, really, but it was not very successful. Auto running gels 189, 190, 192, and then back to photography again, the Kodachrome daylight plus flash results. Various images The copying slide, gene nomenclature, trays, etc., filter paper results, not clear at this point. Some two dimensionals, this is either, etc., gel 1, gel 2, trying to get images of gels. Two dimensional gel, the filter papers on 195, the images of the gels are unfortunately not obtainable anymore. They're buried and lost in some can of microfilm. The last two entries in this book, page 197, 198, Otto confirming the typing of about 20 different samples, 2A and 2B, with check marks in red crayon. And as I mentioned on page 200, the code of cuts used for the gels.